come back from recess as the county board. And I'm going to move to item 8B, County Council Community Development. And I'd ask whoever's presenting, could you do your best to clarify the difference in these items as we move forward for those that are online? And I'd also like to remind the public that prior to any action from the board, I'll be taking public comment as we go item by item.
Good morning. Natalie Reed, Assistant County Counsel. And this first item is an urgency ordinance related to groundwater. So since 1998, the Siskiyou County Code has required a permit for extraction of groundwater for use outside of the basin from which it is extracted. Today, staff is bringing forward an urgency ordinance to regulate extraction of groundwater for use off the parcel from which it is extracted, but within the basin. So the new ordinance, if adopted, would require a ministerial administrative permit for extracting groundwater for use off the parcel from which it is extracted. The basis for granting the permit would simply be that, one, the purpose and use of the groundwater extracted is incidental to a lawful activity, and two, the extracted groundwater is for uses and activities allowed by the underlying zoning designation of the parcel or parcels to receive the extracted groundwater. The community development director may withhold issuance of a permit if any of the associated parcels requesting an administrative permit has a pending code enforcement action against them until the property or properties are in compliance with the code. A permit decision by the community development director or his designee is appealable to the board. Permits would be for a period of 1 year, and at the request of the applicant could be considered for a year renewal thereafter. A fee for a permit application would be established by the board through resolution at a future meeting. And under the revised civil penalty provision, violation of the administrative permit requirement may result in fines up to $5,000 for each instance in which groundwater is extracted and transported off the parcel from which it was extracted without the required ministerial administrative permit. Staff from the Community Development Department and County Council's office is here to answer any questions that you may have.
Questions of the board?
What's the fee for this permit?
I'll defer to Rick Dean.
The fee for the permit has not been established at this point. However, we have done an ICRP through staff, and that figure came in around $225. The actual fee could be set by the board if you so choose to.
If you'll speak up, Rick, you don't have a microphone. I just want to make sure everybody can hear on the Zoom.
The fee is part of the resolution would be coming forward. Some homework on our side, we had an ICRP done, basically looking at 1 hour of staff time in the field and a half an hour of time to administer the permit. And that fee was around $225 internally. That said, the board could direct staff to designate that fee.
I'm only asking because my constituents are going to ask,
sure,
because this is an urgency item. I guess they would contemplate what, you know, even though it has a permit with a fee, it doesn't designate what that fee is.
We would establish that if it were to pass.
I'd like the fee part of the resolution should we pass this, because I don't like passing something and then holding the bag.
Yeah, that'd be beneficial for staff also.
Yeah, I would, Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
I would be in support of a lower fee. I know we don't cover all our costs and all sorts of things, but I would be in support of a lower fee.
How many pits permits do you anticipate?
I would anticipate very few permits, quite frankly. Most of the folks are already conducting legal activities would not require a permit, so it is. There'll be a few instances, I believe, where water need to be transported off-site for legitimate reasons to stock water or for road dust control, those sorts of things. Would be pretty quickly and easily done administratively. Not anticipate that there would be many, maybe 10 per year, I would guess.
And the board members, I had a question, but excuse me, it's went right out the window while I was thinking about something else.
Since, yeah, just because we're past, I would hate to impose it upon the, those trying to the too large of a fee, so I support a lower fee of each. For the fee to be the hiccup or hold up on support for this.
Okay. So does it will look direction from direction to establish a figure for us that we can implement?
I think we'll discuss that should it pass.
Yeah.
Or should it further on. We'll hear from public comment first. Okay. So then again, you want to ask? So I'm going to go to public comment at this point before any further action or discussion from the board. If you're online and you have a desire to weigh in on item 8B, which is the urgency well ordinance, please press star 9 on your phone so we can recognize you. And your comments are limited to 3 minutes.
Number 2885, go ahead and unmute.
Number 2885, welcome. Could you state your name, please?
Thank you. My name is Paul Manassian. I'm an attorney from Oroville, California, and I'm the attorney for the Grissett family. If I might suggest to you that this is a bigger issue than just whether or not a permit procedure should be established. And we can learn that it is a bigger issue in several ways. One, the whole theme of county government in your county has been to try to limit the impacts of one person's activities upon other people. Activities. And this is no fault of not only in the drafting of this ordinance, but as an example, if someone pumped groundwater for fire protection, they don't own the ground upon which the fire protection water will be applied. Or, as the speaker just indicated, pumped water for dust suppression. Is it really necessary to get a permit? Obviously, there's a couple of things that could be done. One of the things is that we could exempt public agencies from pumping water and having a permit. We could also write it so that it doesn't impact some of the water systems you have for irrigation in the county. As I understand it, in the Big Springs area, there's a water or irrigation district. It pumps wells. And the water is utilized on other pieces of ground. And obviously the ordinance, you don't intend the staff of the planning department to have to decide whether or not the use of water is legal or illegal. That they would have to hold a hearing to conduct that. So these are examples of, to me, that we're dealing with a problem cannabis production and use of groundwater, which needs to be approached in a different way. And we have sent a couple of letters to the Board of Supervisors and the Sheriff and the District Attorney suggesting that. I will be the first to tell tell you that I understand this is a big step to take. That is, if you were to appoint a couple of members of the Board of Supervisors to meet with members of the Hmong community, meet with Mr. Grissett and his family, and perhaps other community leaders, the direction of the conversations inevitably will be, what do we need to bring these folks into compliance with health and safety laws? What do we need to do to measure the water being pumped from the underground and to make sure that no other users of water are being adversely impacted? But inevitably, we're leading towards a situation in which there would have to be some legalization of some marijuana production. And that's scary to all of us. And the question is there a model that we could establish in your county to shave off enough money from the illegal activities to support reasonable enforcement? And is there a model that we could develop from those negotiations or conversations? Well, we have a leg up on that model here, and you've already recognized it. And it is that a lot of this production is occurring on sites that do not have their own water source. Now that looks like it's a nuisance right now, and it's creating a nuisance, but it's also a tool to control the cannabis production, the marketing, and to make sure that the economics of it go partly to protect everyone else in the county through the county. We stand ready to have these discussions. I do not want to spend my time or the Grissett's money arguing about whether or not there's a groundwater plan, whether or not an interim plan has to be adopted, whether or not the Planning Commission has to have a hearing, whether or not due process has been provided. I don't particularly think it's a tribute to the County of Siskiyou, who has welcomed immigrants in the past, and a lot of these Hmong families are simply enjoying what we brought them to the United States with, the promise that they could own real property, and the children have been educated and they have purchased property for their parents. And you know, we were all immigrants, and I really don't believe that if you all sat down and tried to solve this problem, that there would be any racism in the solution. So we offer again, I think there is a way. It won't be easy, and it won't be without error. That there, it's obviously not going to work perfectly. But the idea that somehow you, by adopting ordinances, can gain control, I don't believe it will occur in that way. I think it will only occur by good faith discussions among the communities and a plan come forward which authorizes the marketing of cannabis in a very limited fashion, but makes sure that the money is properly invested in health and safety measures for the sites where it's being grown, and enforcement procedures for the county and funding of those procedures. I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
So, Mr. Dean, you can back up, please. Draw your attention to a couple things in this ordinance. The first is that, not come back to the public here, just a second. I want to draw attention to the paragraph that contains the exempt activities. They're not controlled by this, and this my understanding anyway, is for the control, basically, of groundwater being used for illegal purposes, of which Siskiyou County is a non-commercial county under state law. So any production other than for personal use is not legal in this county. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Thank you. And the exemptions?
The exemptions, as what Ms. Reed pointed out, is that they're spelled out essentially in 3.5-13.104, which outline.
Section 102.
102, excuse me.
Bottom, the last paragraph, on
page 4, okay. Yeah, so those exemptions are for existing water systems that we have currently regulated in the county. Public water systems, the community water systems, non-community water systems, those are all different designations of types of public water systems that we have that we would be exempt.
And what about for the use of emergency services? Where would that be covered in the ordinance?
So I do not believe that was addressed. So.
It's not included.
Sorry to hear that.
Irrigation systems, water systems, is that exempt?
It's not a groundwater source in those cases, typically. Also, quite frankly, with the emergency aspect of things, it's slim that a groundwater well is going to be tapped in during a fire. Right? You're going to have designated sources of water that each fire district would have established. Meet those needs.
Councilman?
It's at the board's discretion if you would like us to redraft to include some of those exceptions.
I guess for me, what I need to know is whether or not it would be exempt under some other state law. But we're not included in this. From what I'm thinking, I do know the volunteer fire departments do have principal water sources they go to, but during the time of emergency, when there's other trucks coming into the area on a large event, they do tap other wells.
Yeah, typically it's from a municipality, most generally. It's typical to, you know, a private well is just not set up to draft large volumes of water. There's probably going to be some exceptions here, but that's a good point.
Okay. Questions on this?
Just like you have another public comment?
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to go to back to the public.
Jen, if you would go ahead and unmute.
Hi, this is Jennifer Dickinson. I'm an attorney here in Siskiyou County, and I do not represent anyone. I just want to tell you my points about that. I really, again, appreciate you doing this ordinance. I do not think that you need to redraft. You can make an amendment like you did on the abatement ordinance. I do have a problem with the ranchers stating that they want to come to you guys now. They were given cease and desist orders back in July of 2020. And for them not to come forward right after that, or to even address the issues that they were supporting illegal grow operations by allowing water to be pumped off their land, pretty much tells you that they went their way and not the way that is to protect the wells that are going dry. The theme of the actual law that we are talking about is not to try to limit the impacts of one person's activity, but it's the impacts of several persons' activities that has caused wells to go dry. So the need to have the permit is absolutely peril to our area right now because of the severe and extreme drought that we are facing. Also, the fact that the planning department has to hold a hearing and that these permits will be issued after CEQA is a process that we have looked at in California as being a good process. So, you know, stating it, that it's not a good way is not entirely correct. It is a good way. The other thing that I want to point out is that these ranchers knew that the extraction of water was going toward illegal grows. Now, in law school, I learned that that's aiding and abetting a crime. And to me, that is just deplorable. And the fact is that they were given cease and desist orders and they didn't listen to anyone. That's why they are going to court now. The last thing I want to tell you is that when they sit there and they say that this is about the Asian community, it isn't about the Asian community. I beg to differ. I happen to be married to an Asian American, and he works at a legal job. It is about illegal growth. They make their money, they evade taxes, they've caused an environmental disaster that is going to take years for the county to recover from. They don't live here. They live in New Mexico, New York, Arizona, Nevada, Minnesota, Fresno, Sacramento, Oakland. They take the money that they make, they send the plant to a legal state, and then they take the money home to their homes. So all of the arguments that you just heard from the other attorney, I have just countered, and I am so proud of you again for doing this law. This will help us. This will stop them from extracting water, causing more wells to go dry, and especially now, it is an emergency. And if we need to make an amendment so that emergency use of pumping can be allowed, you can do a revision later on, just like you did on the abatement work. So thank you again for allowing me to comment.
Supervisor Chris.
Mr. Chair, in sign of wanting to have full transparency and public comment, I had a constituent that was unable to get on Zoom for some reason. He was having difficulty. So he texted me his public comment, so I'll follow up for you, Wendy. It's for a gentleman named Patrick Griffin. He said, the people of Siskiyou County, George Technology, he said, the people of Siskiyou County are frustrated and appalled by the continued expansion of illegal cannabis production within the county. We are very concerned about the impacts to our resources and the environment. Sanitation and solid waste issues seem unregulated. We are currently in a very severe drought situation. Additionally, drafting from local aquifers will likely impact wells later this year. Impacts to our infrastructure will have long-lasting effects. And he was also concerned about the impacts to water aquifers. His name was Patrick Griffin, and I'll perform for you.
If you could send it, perhaps, to my email address later on today?
No, technology. I'll type it up and get it to you.
We can figure it out. Thank you.
Yeah. Sorry for that, Chair. I know
no, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. Any other public comment online? Please press star 9.
Number 0354, go ahead and unmute.
Good morning. Are you there?
Can you hear us?
Hello, are you asking for what number?
You.
0354.
Okay, yeah, yep. This is Brandon Fawaz, and I farm over in Scott Valley, and I think a handful of you up there know me. I feel like I need to start off by kind of iterating the fact that I'm a farmer over here. In no way, shape, or form have I been ever, to my knowledge, involved with any of the illegal growing that the county is looking at addressing. But I want to provide some comments to think about here. When I look at this, the county has a situation that they failed to control early on, and now there's a mess. And we're actually looking at a mess out there that has far little to do with water and much more to do with zoning, health and safety, crime, illegal activity, you name it. But it seems like lately it's been developed that water might be the tool or the hammer that could be used. And as a farmer who uses quite a bit amount of water to grow crops that help feed America, I have a real issue, as we're always in a fight and a struggle for water, to allow the county that always appeared to be on our side to adopt an ordinance using, the way I read it, part of SGMA to help enforce a new law because they failed to enforce old laws. There are many laws that have been broken out there. Septic, sanitation, zoning, you name it. I am not interested in obtaining another permit for me and my operation, or others here in Scott Valley share my opinion. I have three water trucks. We use them to move water all around the valley for our spraying and other legitimate farm uses. And I don't need something else to do. Recently, in purchasing my farm, it took the county over 2 years to do a boundary line adjustment to get a spray permit. It takes the county weeks or months to get that process done. If I needed a permit to remove water because we have an insect problem, I don't have weeks or months. I have to do it that day. I don't have time to wait on a permit or to tell somebody else what I'm going to be doing. I look at where the county could go with this, and I just start to think, I've only known about this since last night, of the unintended, the unforeseen consequences that could happen down the road, trying to use water as the tool here because we haven't done something else right. I think there's been other examples of water trying to be extracted from this county that require a permitting process. Crystal Geyser, Nestle, to my knowledge, those companies operated legally. Why wouldn't the county use some of the same laws that govern them into governing this situation? I'm really troubled that the message here is, well, we weren't able to enforce the laws that we have, so we're going to come up with a new one that could happen. So what if I want to go build a new house or my current septic system has a problem? I just go dig it up, put a new one in, done. Don't ever get a permit. Don't talk to the county. Oh, I need a new well for my house. Oh, I'll drill one and put it in. Not going to worry about it. Right? How could the county ever justify in coming after someone like me when they've turned their back on enforcing the laws that have been broken out there in other parts of the county? I don't envy the position the county's in. I heard somebody earlier, attorneys say that, you know, there was aiding and abetting. That would imply a crime's already been committed. Let's enforce laws that we already have and not try to come up with new laws that could have unforeseen consequences that could affect the backbone of this county. You know, if you use an economic multiplier of 7 and you look at the millions of dollars of ag commodities that are legitimate that are done here, it's what keeps this county going. And I would just hate to foresee something unforeseen or unimagined today become a problem for us down the road. I would be happy to talk specifics or answer any questions at any other time about anything that, you know, us, Farm Bureau, you name it, any group that could be put together that could help look at this. But I can't stand in support of what I believe I'm hearing presented today. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comment online?
Number 2154, please go ahead and unmute.
Good morning, 2154.
Press star 6 to unmute. There you go.
Hi, can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, so I would like to direct that comment, my comment, to the rancher in Scott Valley. I did not get involved in the situation until four of my neighbors well withdrew last August.
Hello. Could you state your name?
Hello, can you hear me okay?
Yes, we need your name.
We need your name for the record, please.
I would like to stay anonymous if possible.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I did not get involved in the situation. I live out in Big Springs until last August when four of my closest neighbors' wells went dry. And so then I started doing research and I realized the amount of water trucks that was being pumped out of the area. So our closest neighbor that is pumping, once he stopped pumping, 3 days later, two of my neighbors' wells recharged. If that's not confirmation that this massive pumping is the reason why our wells are going dry, I don't know what is. I do not want to fight the backbone of this county. I do not want to take ordinances or take rights away from the honest ranchers in this area. The problem is we have a few people taking advantage of this system that's affecting every single person in Big Springs right now. It is not about anything but them and what they're doing. They are taking full advantage of the system, and because of that, we have to put these ordinances in place. It's why a lot of laws have been placed, because people take advantage of the system. And it's unfortunate that this is happening. And I'm so sorry that these ranchers feel like they're being victimized, even though they are doing a legal, legitimate business. We need to take our anger out on the ranchers taking advantage of the system. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Further comment online? Press star 9, please.
Seeing none.
All right. I did have a question regarding what came up from one of the callers. So in the circumstance where someone is hauling water, Mr. Dean, I guess I'm correct on this to you. I'll go back. Someone hauling water for a legitimate purpose, and it's not a reoccurring place they're hauling it to, does each parcel they're going to need a permit? Each occurrence?
I would say that within their endeavors, they would identify where those water dealers would be going, and we would have that on file recorded. So, for example, there were three different roads that needed to be dealt with for dust abatement. Those three roads would be identified in the permit.
Well, I'm thinking about the sporadic well that goes dry for domestic use and someone needs water. They're not going to wait for a permit from you. It's, it doesn't seem very feasible to me to wait to have to get a permit for each individual circumstance.
Yeah, what I would say to that largely is we are dealing on a complaint basis with a lot of the situation. It's not things that we have resources to go actively pursue. Just hauling water here and there. So being hauled to an illegal activity would bring attention to us, certainly.
I understand. But I guess for me, I can't count on enforcement discretion when you're asking me to approve something. I'll leave it alone at that point, but it's an issue, I think. But I'll move on.
Yeah.
Made my comment, I guess. We have another caller online.
Number 0599, please go ahead and unmute. Can you state your name for the record, please?
morning caller, 0599.
Can you hear me?
I hear you now. Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Sounds like a phone ad. I would just state my name is Mrs. D because this is right in my face where I live. I am a Big Springs resident, and I understand, fully understand, the side of the farmers and ranchers with this ordinance. But the issue is these people are large ag well owners, and they have totally taken advantage of the situation out here for quick money. If the community that is doing the marijuana growing, if they wanted to become legal or do things properly, they would have done it in 2014 when they arrived here. This has been going on for 6 years, and it's just exploded out here. And the destruction is, I just can't even imagine how this is going to be fixed. If you look at an example in Mendocino, in the Covello Valley, and what they're dealing with there, the so-called convincing these counties that they're going to have all these tax dollars come in and all this money, all it's brought in is criminal activity. So I am totally against us having any conversation with people that are growing illegal marijuana, because that's what they want. They want it to be illegal so they can take it to the states where they can get massive amounts of money for it. And these people are not residents. They have residents in other states, everywhere. So I'm sorry, I don't agree with Mr. Bryce's attorney. He's talking out of somewhere. I don't know where. But anyway, thank you. I appreciate the ordinances, and I appreciate all the work that the sheriff, LaRue is doing, and the board of supervisors, and the county department that are helping us. Thank you so much. Really, we all appreciate it in this community.
Thank you. Any other comment online? Star 9, please, on your cell phone.
Seeing none.
And I want 3 minutes to talk with council.